The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston with KILR Esterville and John Jensen with the Grundy Register. Ed, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Hi, Senator. President Donald Trump recently announced a decision to fire 17 inspector generals at multiple federal agencies. I was wanting to get your reaction to that.
Well, the IGs, like most people that the president appoints, aren't immune from removal. They can be removed by a president, any president, but the law must be followed, and that law says that they should give us a 30-day notice with the specific reasons for firing, and that has been done, and that should be done regardless of who is president of the United States. And so I'm going to open conversation with the president by sending a letter that may be out. So if you can get on my website, you can probably get a copy of that letter. And then you can see exactly what I say in my letter. John?
Thank you, Senator. Yesterday, Colombia turned back the American flight with deportees. What is your opinion about the administrative action sending these deportees back to Colombia, and how closely are you watching this?
Well, I'm for the deportation of criminals, people on the terrorist watch list, and then about 1 2/10 million people that have been adjudicated by the court to not legally coming to our country. In other words, most of them coming for asylum, and they aren't entitled to asylum. So I think that's going to take a while to move that three groups of people that I just mentioned, and then we'll worry about the others. Now, getting back to your question about the president of Colombia, he said he would take them. We got them loaded up, got them there. He found out that they were going to land. He wouldn't let them land, and they'd turn around and come back. So he lied. Then the president said, I'm putting on these tariffs. And I'm not a tariff person, but I think the president did the right thing by saying you agreed you were going to take these people that we're deporting and you aren't taking them. And so we're going to let you know that we mean business. And can you believe it? It worked. It worked immediately. Maybe it worked overnight because it was the last thing before I went to bed that the tariffs were on. But when I woke up, we were going to be able to bring the deportees there. Ed.
Senator, two of President Trump's most controversial nominees, Robert Kennedy as Director of Health and Human Services and Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, are scheduled to have their hearings held later this week. Do you have any concerns about either of those nominees?
Well, you know, I don't say yes or no that I'm going to vote until the hearings are over. So you could ask this question of me later on this week, and maybe I could give you a more definitive answer. But I can tell you this, that I look very favorable to it at this point, because I met with each one of them in my offices, and I think they will make good Secretary of HHS, and in the other instance, the Director of Intelligence. John.
Senator, talk about the Laken Riley Act. Why was it important to get this approved so early in the Senate session and get it to President Trump's desk for his signature?
I think that the fact that the Sarah Root law was added to it by Senator Ernst and me because of her death 10 years ago in Council Bluffs tells you that we've been waiting a long time to get some immigration laws changed on criminals coming to our country and raping and killing people. But I think the main reason it was so important that it be done so quick is it was one of the major things that got President Trump elected. And we wanted to show the American people that we understood the mandate of the last election and we wanted to move to do it. Ed.
Senator, President Trump expected officially to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from the Defense Department today. Is that something you would support?
Yes. I think that the Supreme Court decision of 2 years ago in regard to Harvard and North Carolina and other universities discriminating against classes of people under the DEI and diversity and all that sort of thing. Says that DEI, whether it's done by the government or done by private colleges or state colleges or any private business, is wrong. And I think it's wrong in the military. I'm kind of surprised that Pete, the new Secretary of Defense, would have to move in that direction, because I thought the president took care of all of government. But whether it's defense separately or the rest of the government, we're not going to have DEI anymore, and you're going to be hired on merit. John, you got the last question.
Thank you, Senator. Once we get past confirmation, what will be the next priorities of the Senate?
Okay. In a small area that's going to be, I think, easy to get done, things like building the wall, making the country safe, keeping people from illegally entering our country, and anything we need to do with energy, although I think on the latter thing, the president has plenty of authority to operate in that area, but if he needs any help from us in Congress, he'll get it. And then a bigger issue that's going to take a little longer is stopping the biggest tax increase in the history of the country, which would automatically happen. And I think you know this, but let me explain it. When Congress passed this 2017 tax bill, we didn't have 60 votes to get it passed. So under the rules of the Senate, you can only pass a bill for 10 years or less. So it sunsets December 31st this year. And if Congress doesn't do anything, you're going to have the biggest tax increase on the middle class in the history of the country, and we can't let that happen. So we're going to reinstitute the tax bill beyond December 31st, maybe with some changes, but at least not have the biggest tax increase in the history of the country. Thank you, Ed and John. I thank you for getting on here with us, and I look forward to you some future time this year. It'll probably won't be very far away. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Ed and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.